Tickets to Kings of Leon on the line.
Let's get ready to rumble!
It's the battle of the bad dates. Who had the worst date? If we vote you as the worst date, you get the tickets. The battle of the bad dates. Carol, you met the guy legit, like, it through the newspaper personals?
I met him through the newspaper personal in the old days, over 20 years ago.
Okay, and what happened? Aside from that, what made the date so bad?
Well, he just moved here from Colorado, and we met at a local restaurant after we talked on the phone. And he showed up in this old van with a Jack Daniels on ice.
He had his own drink with him already?
He did, and he even built a... He showed me... He was so proud of his custom-built holders that he... built into the dashboard so that drinks in there.
Oh, God. That's not legal.
No.
You know, I try to remind them that it's illegal to drink in Maine. You can go to jail. So we went to the restaurant, and we ordered a drink, some drinks. And he got up, and he says, I got to use a payphone.
Right.
So I watched him. He got up and used a payphone, and then he went right out the door.
Right. He was like, you don't, she dissed my cup holder. It's over.
Right.
All right, Carol, hold on. Hold on. Okay, it's the battle of the bad dates.
All right.
Dawn, what happened?
Oh, my mother set me up on this date with this guy. He was a motocross racer, so we went to this motocross race.
Oh, like the motorcycle thing?
We wound up wiping out. I was sitting with his 12-year-old brother in the hot sun for hours waiting for him to finish. And I had more fun with the 12-year-old brother than I did with him.
So he brought you on a date to his own motocross race?
Yes, what a date, huh?
And sits you with his 12-year-old brother?
For hours.
Yes,
oh, my God.
For hours.
Okay, and he didn't even do well. Like, it'd be one thing if he was really impressive.
No kidding.
All right, Don, hold on. All right, one more in the battle of the bad dates. Jeremy, what made it such a bad date?
Well, Blake, what made it such a bad date, I had a... buddy set me up on a blind date, and about halfway through it, I found out that not only was she a stripper, she was also my cousin.
What? You went on a blind date with a woman who turned out to be your cousin, the stripper.
That is correct.
Is that true, Jeremy?
It is 100% true. It was family that I have that was in Louisiana, and we weren't particularly close with that side of the family.
That happens down there.
Well,
Jeremy, did you go out with her again after that?
Oh, no, not at all.
No.
We did finish the date, however, but not like that. We were talking about family.
Right.
Ending I expected.
Yeah.
You hear tell about kissing cousins, but to most country folk, it don't generally stop there. Kissing's just a jumping-off place for bigger and better things.
Okay. All right, it's the battle of the bad dates. Jeremy, I think we got it. Right, do we need to commiserate at all on this
one? No.
Okay.
But the others were good.
Carol and Dawn, thank you for playing. Sorry we didn't. Yours were pretty bad, but not bad enough.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Have a good morning. Jeremy, congratulations.
Awesome. Thanks.
Well, congratulations on winning the tickets.
Came out of that.
Huh?
At least something good came out of it.
Right, exactly.
And you found a lost relative.
Yeah, how about that?
Exactly right.
Yeah. Kings of Leon Xfinity Center in Mansfield on July 28th. Have a great time at the show, Jeremy, okay?
Oh, perfect.
All right, hold on. We're going to get your info. Don't hang up. Oh, my God. We'll have more of these tomorrow around 8:05.
Blake and Eva in the morning, because you need a laugh before you start adulting today.